Sports Week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The field is now set for June's Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Egypt, as we hear now from Samson Omale. Sporty greetings, Samson!
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. All 24 teams for the 2019 African Cup of Nations slated for Egypt have emerged. Their confirmation follows the conclusion of the final group matches, which were played across various venues this past weekend. Riyad Mahrez's Algeria are among the countries in what will be the first time the tournament has expanded from 16 to 24 teams. Four teams qualified in total from North Africa. They are Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia and Egypt. Burundi, Madagascar and Mauritania all qualified for the first time in their history. All the teams to qualify from East Africa include Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya. South Africa were the final team to qualify, and Namibia also made it for the first time since 2008. Angola, Zimbabwe, and Madagascar complete the southern section. Cameroon, who are the defending champions, and DR Congo booked their places over the weekend. West Africa has the most amount of teams. Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, Senegal, Mali, Nigeria, Benin Republic, Ghana and Ivory Coast will all be in Egypt in June and July 2019. There is no place for Gabon and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who is most certainly the biggest player to miss out of Africa's most prized football competition. Burkina Faso, Zambia and Cape Verde also did not qualify. Meanwhile, the draws for the tournament will take place on Friday, April 12, 2019, in Cairo. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. Thanks, Samson. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. For more Africa Cup of Nations news, we're joined by Prince Nesta. Sporty AFCON greetings to you, Prince.
Sporty AFCON greetings to you too, Sunny. We begin the final 2019 African Cup of Nations qualification report on a somber note. A Zimbabwean female fan passed away during a stampede outside the National Sports Stadium in Harare as fans scrambled to get inside the 80,000 capacity stadium to watch the Zimbabwean Warriors take on Congo Brazzaville in their final Group G match. Despite the tragedy, the qualifier went ahead with Zimbabwe winning 2-0 to seal their place at Egypt 2019. The Warriors will be joined in the AFCON finals by the Leopards of DR Congo, who finished second, 2 points adrift, after beating the Lone Stars of Liberia 1-0. We take this opportunity here at the Sunny Side of Sports to send our heartfelt condolences to her family and the entire Zimbabwean nation.
Indeed, such a tragic accident, Prince. On a much happier note, I understand Ren striker Mbaye Niang fired the Lions of Taranga from Senegal to victory over the weekend.
That's right, Sonny. The 24-year-old scored a brace as the Taranga Lions of Senegal humbled Madagascar 2-0 in Group A to maintain an unbeaten streak of 6 games in the qualifiers. Both teams had already confirmed their places in Egypt prior to the game. 2017 AFCON winners, the indomitable Lions of Cameroon, also secured their place at the 2019 African Cup of Nations with a 3-0 win over Comoros in Yaoundé. Paris Saint-Germain's Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting, China-based Christian Basogog, and Clinton Gie were all on the score sheet as the indomitable Lions, coached by Dutch legend Clarence Seedorf, finished second in Group B behind leaders Morocco, who drew 0-0 with bottom side Malawi in Blantyre. Despite welcoming back Arsenal striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Gabon failed to break down the Swallows of Burundi, who sealed qualification for the first time in history after securing a 1-1 draw in front of their home fans in Bujumbura. The Burundians, who partied late into the night as they celebrated their country's historic qualification, finished second in Group C behind group leaders Mali, who had already qualified. Benin also beat Togo 2-1 in Group D to reach the Nations Cup finals for the first time since 2010. The Squirrels finished as runners-up to the Desert Foxes of Algeria.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Prince Nesta is looking at the final round of qualifying matches held over the weekend for the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Egypt. Prince, South Africa's national football team, nicknamed Bafana Bafana, did not qualify for the last Nations Cup in Gabon. But Prince, I think you can say the South Africans booked their ticket for Egypt 2019 in style.
That's right, Sonny. Umkomboti flowed freely in Johannesburg after South Africa booked the last place at the African Cup of Nations finals with a hard-fought 2-1 away win over Libya. The diminutive 24-year-old striker Percy Lion Tau, who's on loan at Second Tier Union SG in Belgium from English Premier League club Brighton and Hove Albion, scored with two powerful second-half strikes to ensure the Bafana Bafana finished second behind the Super Eagles of Nigeria in Group E. Harambee Stars of Kenya finished second in Pool F after falling 1-0 to the Black Stars of Ghana away in Accra. Both teams had already qualified for the Continental Showpiece, with Kenya returning to the Nations Cup for the first time in 15 years. The Elephants of Ivory Coast closed out 2019 AFCON qualifying with a 3-0 win over the Wasps of Rwanda, thanks to goals from Lille winger Nicolas Pepe, Manchester United defender Eric Bailly, and Olympique Lyon forward Maxwell Cornet. Ivory Coast qualified alongside Guinea, who played to a goalless draw with Central African Republic.
Prince, I must say, those Elephants of Ivory Coast really let our VOA listeners know they're going to Egypt. Still with the Nations Cup, Prince, it seems like former Portugal youth international Wilson Eduardo's decision to switch allegiance from Portugal to the Palancas Negras of Angola paid off instantly.
Absolutely. The 28-year-old forward scored a debut winner to take his adopted country to the African Cup of Nations with a 1-0 victory over the Zebras of Botswana. The Stallions of Burkina Faso won 1-0 against Mauritania in the other Group I game, but it wasn't enough for the Burkinabes, since Angola and Mauritania secured the top two spots in the group. The Carthage Eagles of Tunisia also thrashed Eswatini 4-0 in the final game of the 2019 AFCON qualifiers. Tunisia had already secured qualification to the tournament alongside host the Pharaohs of Egypt, who earned a 1-1 away draw against Niger in Group J. The Brave Warriors of Namibia also qualified for the 2019 AFCON finals despite losing 4-1 to Zambia in Lusaka. Guinea-Bissau did Namibia a huge favor with a late rally to draw 2-2 against OS members of Mozambique to ensure that they qualify with Namibia from Group K. Guinea-Bissau won the group with 9 points, while Namibia and Mozambique both ended on 8, but Namibia went through due to a better head-to-head record against Mozambique. Taifa Stars of Tanzania secured a 3-0 victory against already qualified Uganda Cranes in Dar es Salaam to qualify for the finals for the first time since 1980. The Cranes went into the derby in Tanzania, having not conceded a single goal during the entire qualifying campaign, with the record ending emphatically with goals from Simon Msuva, Rastanyoni, and Agri Morris. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. As Prince mentioned, the Black Stars of Ghana beat the visiting Harambee Stars of Kenya 1-0 in Accra. Both teams had already qualified for Egypt 2019. Our friend in Accra, Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori, filed this post-match report.
The Black Stars of Ghana finished their 2019 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying campaign after beating Kenya 1-0 to top the Group F. The game went into a goalless first half, and the Ghanaian fans at the fully packed Accra Sports Stadium could not have it easy when the going was tough for the Black Stars, struggling for a win. With 10 minutes to full time, the Harambee Stars of Kenya were a stamina suspect after their long stiff opposition. The Ghanaians took advantage of that, and in the 81st minute, Caleb Ekuban scored the needed goal for Ghana. At a post-match conference, coach Kwesi Appiah made his comments.
Today's game was very competitive. From the start, what I said is it's important that I've got this game and then a game on Tuesday. These games are going to be used to assess some of the players that I'm not 100% sure. We are going to the AFCON, and it's important we make sure all the players that we want to pick. But looking at the game today, it was very competitive. Kenya is not just a team that you can just ride over. They've also qualified for the Cup of Nations.
For the sunny side of sports, Kwabena Fori in Accra.
Thanks, Kwabena. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Asaba, Nigeria, where the Super Eagles of Nigeria were victorious against the Pirates of Seychelles. Iron Mike Mbonye filed this post-match report from Asaba.
The Super Eagles of Nigeria beat the Pirates of Seychelles 3-1 to top Group E in the final qualifying match of the 2019 African Cup of Nations tournament. Nigeria topped the group with 13 points. The match played at the Stephen Keshi Stadium at Asaba saw the Eagles dominating the game but could not penetrate the Pirates' defense. China-based forward Odion Ighalo scored Nigeria's first goal when he converted a penalty kick in the 35th minute. The Pirates equalized in the 42nd minute when winger Melani Rodi fired in a shot when Nigerian keeper Francis Uzoho could not clear a pullout. The first half ended 1-1. The Eagles mounted more pressure on resumption and scored the second goal when Turkey-based winger Henry Onyekuru headed in a pullout in the 51st minute. Substitute player Simon Moses scored the third goal for Nigeria in added time. Seychelles coach Gavin Jean says though his team did not qualify, they had a wonderful experience in the group.
For us, we want to measure ourselves against the very best in Africa. It was a good group with South Africa and Nigeria and Libya. Tough group, but it gave us a chance to measure ourselves, to try different tactics. Sometimes it went very bad. My example against Libya, we tried something new, did not work. But the experience is massive. Being here in Nigeria, it's massive for the players. I hope they have showcased their abilities enough for people to know that Seychelles has good footballers.
Kujan says all his players are amateurs, based at home. He says the team will prepare for a sub-regional football tournament for the Indian Ocean Islands. Gernot Rohr, the Nigerian coach, says his team wanted to win the game to improve on FIFA rankings and get a good draw for the AFCON tournament.
We wanted to win the game and to finish on the top of the table, which is very important for the FIFA ranking and for the to be the head of the group in the AFCON. A lot of mistakes still in the construction of the game. We have to improve, but I could see some interesting players, and it was good to see everybody again after 4 months. Since Joburg in South Africa, we didn't play together.
Nigeria will play Egypt on Tuesday in an international friendly to prepare the Super Eagles for the Africa Cup of Nations tournament. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Mike Mbonye in Asaba, Nigeria.
Thanks, Iron Mike. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Iron Mike Mbonye also had a chance to chat with Tonobok Akoa, the Delta State Sports Commission chairman, and Iron Mike asked Tonobok, how does it feel to host 3 international football matches in 6 days?
I guess the NFL, they like the facility that we have here. And then the first time we ever hosted an event for them, that's the IHO Cup. I'm sure they love the turnout of the people. The second one, the crowd was overwhelming. I'm sure that they have seen something good about it, and that's why they are actually coming back for more.
Is it a commitment by the state government to continue hosting Nigeria's international football matches?
Well, there's nothing like that yet. If they give us that option, we'll grab it. who want to keep bringing them back. Because we want the stadium, we want to always put the stadium in use. People will always want to love them. We always love for them to come back. And you know, Asaba is well situated. It's at the middle of so many other states. Look at Edo State, look at Anambra State. And from Anambra State, you can see some other states very close by. Imo State, less than 1 hour to this place. Look at Edo State. So it's very, very strategic. The location is strategic. And I know that they will always want to use this place. And we'll be obliged to give it to them at all times.
This stadium has been named after an illustrious son of Nigeria. So many exes. Former Super Eagles captain, former Super Eagles coach. Why did the state government decide to name the stadium after Stephen Okechukwu Keshi?
Stephen Keshi is from around the area, you understand. From Ila, excuse me, he's from Ila. And then Ila is just next door to Asaba. As a matter of fact, they have joined up from Asaba. So he's one of our sons. And then we miss him so much. And we are glad that we named it after him. He's done so well. He made us proud. So that was why.
Is Delta blessed with so many other Stephen Keshis in the making in other areas of sports, apart from football?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of them. We have a lot of them. Of course, apart from football, yes. You know about Blessed Okagbare. Divine Odudu is making waves now, and so many of them, that is in athletics. And of course, you know that recently Nigeria hosted an open national sports festival, and Delta State clinched first with about 63 gold medals. And all these are hot. A lot of records were broken by Deltas. So we think we have a whole lot of them that we hit stardom very soon, and then we'll make big names from sports.
That's Tonobok Akoa, the Delta State Sports Commission chairman. And Tonobok spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye in Asaba, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Just ahead, we'll hear from Kenyan athlete Elisha Barno, the winner of Sunday's Los Angeles Marathon in Southern California.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Kenya has produced more than a few marathon champions over the years. And for the second time in 3 years, one of them, Elisha Barno, has been crowned the overall winner of the Los Angeles Marathon in Southern California. Barno passed Kenyan countryman John Courier with 150 meters to go Sunday to win the closest finish in the race's 34-year history. Barno had a winning time of 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 45 seconds, beating Courier by 7 seconds. Nnamdi Hollywood Mowata put on his running shoes and caught up with Elisha Barno after his victory. And Nnamdi asked Elisha, was this win more difficult than your 2017 Los Angeles Marathon triumph?
This year, I was thinking like maybe I'm going to prepare and come to win this race. Mm-hmm.
You really kicked in the last mile, really. What made you to stand back?
You know that my training, when I train, I train and I plan that at the last kilometers, I was just doing very hard training. Yeah.
You came in under 2:12.
Yes.
But your plan was to come in under 2:10.
Yes, I was planning like around 2:10, 2:11. Yeah, that's my plan. I know that when I run 2:11, 2:12, 2:11, 2:10, it's capable to me to win the race. Yeah.
What did you learn from the 2019 Los Angeles Marathon?
2019 Los Angeles Marathon. I like it because we are like American, Mexico, then So the competition was very nice because we compete with each other. Then just like American, they are coming in front, Mexican, they are coming in front, African, they are coming in front. So the race was very nice.
What motivated you to kick in the last mile, knowing fully well that John Correa was winning this race?
I was in 38 kilometers. I seemed like it's not far for me. Then I decided, I say, let me try to push.
So with the push you won?
Yes, I push it and I make it. Yeah.
What will you do with all this money? Because 2017, you took away like 24,000. And today you're going home again with 124,000. You must be a very rich man in Kenya, Elijah.
Yeah, I'm going to use the money very well to build my house. Yeah.
Apart from building your house, what else will you use the money for?
I'm going to use it maybe to treat my family, my relatives, my father. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They must be happy that you're coming back from Los Angeles with this big money again.
Yes, yes, they'll be very happy. Yeah.
What's next for you?
So I'm going to have recovery like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Then I start my build-up training. Then I see if I'm going to come for another marathon in June. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What should we look for in the 2020 Olympics? Are you going to strike?
My wish is to run like Olympic, yeah.
That's two-time Los Angeles Marathon champion Elisha Barno of Kenya, who's hoping to compete in next year's Olympics in Tokyo. And Elisha was talking with Namdi Hollywood Moweta in Los Angeles, California. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Ethiopia's Askale Marachi, who set a course record of 2 hours, 24 minutes, and 11 seconds to win the women's race at the Los Angeles Marathon.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The U.S. Men's College Basketball Division I Championship Tournament has reached the Sweet 16 stage. Let's take a look at the matchups in the Sweet 16. Five-time national champion Duke will play Virginia Tech. Louisiana State University, or LSU, will take on Michigan State. Gonzaga will go against Florida State. Texas Tech is matched against Michigan. Virginia will play Oregon. Purdue will take on Tennessee, North Carolina will meet Auburn, and Houston is matched against Kentucky. In one of the most exciting games from the weekend, Duke held on to beat surprise package Central Florida 77-76. Duke's Hall of Fame coach Mike Krzyzewski hugged Central Florida's coach Johnny Dawkins after the game. Dawkins used to play for Krzyzewski at Duke, and he also was a member of Coach K's coaching staff. After the emotional win, Coach Krzyzewski had this to say.
We're family. Yeah, I feel bad that they lost. I mean, I'm happy. You know, it's like a yin and a yang here because they were deserving of winning. And they were so good. And I'm so proud that those kids played at the level of their coach.
Meanwhile, Aubrey Dawkins, the son of Central Florida's head coach Johnny Dawkins, scored a game-high 32 points, and afterwards had this to say.
Chance at a putback on BJ's floater, and it just didn't go. Rolled around the rim. I mean, heartbreak. That's one way to sum it up. I mean, we spent all this time, you know, trying to get to the stage, and obviously wanted our journey to continue. And so when that doesn't happen, it's, I mean, when you invest this much in it, it breaks your heart.
A heartbreaking loss for Aubrey Dawkins and the men's basketball team from Central Florida. And let's also give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to Central Florida's 7'6" center, Taco Fall from Senegal. He finished with 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Taco Fall, one of the biggest men in basketball, one of the biggest men in the world. And that wraps up the March 25th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, Cyclone Idai battered parts of southern Africa, wreaking havoc and creating a massive humanitarian crisis. An in-depth look at how the international community and the local governments are dealing with this evolving crisis on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA. Or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on the Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
Did you know that a number of animal species, such as bees, salmon, birds, whales, and bats, rely on the Earth's geomagnetic fields to help them navigate? It's true. The ability to do so is called magnetoreception. Some scientists have theorized that humans can also pick up on magnetic fields. Researchers in California and Japan decided they would investigate the issue further. So they set up an experiment where they had 34 individuals of various ages and cultures sit for an hour in a dark and quiet radio frequency shielded chamber. During this time, the scientists would shift the magnetic field around the chamber while they measured their subjects' brain waves. The scientists found that changes in the alpha brain waves of a number of the participants also related to changes that were made to the surrounding magnetic fields. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
VOA.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondence reports around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.